Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today, and if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe. Hello, lovelies. If you've been listening very long, then you are familiar with my series within the podcast called Metaphysical Storytelling. This week, we are going to embark on Metaphysical Storytelling Volume 7. For those of you who are not familiar with metaphysics, I will tell you that this is not pro or against religion in any way. It is not pro or against the Bible in any way. It is an acknowledgement that the stories in the Bible have metaphysical interpretation that is aligned with our spiritual awakening and can be a guide of how to continue on our journey or begin, even if necessary, enliven or take on the next phase of our spiritual awakening. And, you know, as you can imagine, I am 69 episodes into this podcast, and there are sometimes weeks where I think, well, what in the world am I going to talk about today? And then the universe just decides to show me what that will be. This week, we are going to talk about Lazarus. The idea of Lazarus has been circling around me for, well, days now, even longer. And, well, I'm recording this on May 14th, 2019. I happened to open up my favorite meditation book, which is called Master Meditations by Dr. Donald Curtis. And I opened it to May 14th. What I love about this book is that it's little short affirmations, easy to read, right? And it was absolutely perfect for me today, right now, absolutely perfectly in line with the metaphysical interpretation of the story of Lazarus. The affirmation is, today I dwell in the light. Energy is vibrating around me, making me whole, strong, and pure. I am attuned to the bright, shining light of the Spirit. The energy of the universe is within me. Bright light illuminates all of the darkness in my mind, my body, and my soul, and dissolves all of the pain and doubt. Yes, that claiming, that affirmation, that truth is the simplification of the entire story of the raising of Lazarus. Lazarus represents that part of us that the average sleepwalker simply ignores, that part of our consciousness that is pure divinity. In the study of metaphysics, a brother represents the expression of divinity. And this particular brother happened to be the brother of Mary and Martha. Mary is inner receptivity, the soul. Martha is outward activity, the body. And so the calling back to life of Lazarus is that calling back to life, to expression. That marriage between our higher self and our human experience. In the parable in Luke, Jesus says that the rich man comes and he's dressed in purple and fine linens, or Jesus says, or it says. This is like, well, today, the person that is covered in crosses or crystals or, you know, witty t-shirts. And then there's Lazarus. Lazarus is covered in sores and begging the rich man for his crumbs, starved like the higher consciousness of those who are short, falling short. Not just the rich man, not always the rich man. Sometimes the rich man is super enlightened. But the parable, the juxtaposition of these two characters are that the outside can be deceiving and can be the home of an ignored spirit. It's a metaphor. Too many of us are led by sense consciousness, just wrapped in the trappings of spirituality, all while neglecting the true inner process. In the parable, Lazarus was said to be carried away by the angels to this place that we call heaven. But what if it's not a place we go? What if it's a state of consciousness aligned with our higher self? Or perhaps it's both. The human who expresses only the outer trappings of peace and light and awakening is thrust into darkness when those immaterial things are taken away. The inner self, the soul, the Lazarus of us all must be illuminated so that when, if the physical expression of that spiritual counterpart were to be stripped away, the peace and light could still, perhaps with some guidance, release all the torment that such a loss could entail. The simple understanding that there exists within us a divinity that knows no end is the first and should be daily step toward the awakening, toward aligning with that part within us that all too often nods to sleep. The outer human machine carries this spirit around. And for many, that spirit, like Lazarus, is dead. But not dead, dead, you guys. In John, Jesus says, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, so I will go and awaken him." That, asleep, not dead, to be awakened. The awakening is sometimes painful. In the story, it says Jesus groaned and Jesus wept. Sometimes we groan and we weep as we take that higher self and unite it with the lower. That's okay. If you do it daily, if every day you go to Lazarus and say, "Wake up," right? If every day you call upon the spirit within you to be in control of this machine, to be the leader, the driver of your human experience, it won't have to make you groan and weep. The divinity within will gain empathy for the carnal being. The stone will be rolled away, just like in the story. You don't have to know what that looks like yet. If you can't see it, if you can't feel it, that is okay. Jesus affirmed this alignment before Lazarus even woke up. He called out, "Lazarus, come forth." Just as we must call forth our own divinity. The flesh life is revolutionized when we align, when we call into being and express the true self, our divinity, our light. According to the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, resurrection is the raising of man's mind and body from the sense to the spiritual consciousness. And the resurrection of Lazarus is a metaphor for that. It is a metaphor for what we must do every single day. We must love ourselves. We must love the lives we have chosen. Release the past and the ties that bind us to the desires, the beliefs, and the toxicity of others. We must remember that we are blessed. We must see it every day. Trust the seeds we have planted will grow fruit, and that when necessary, we will dig up, destroy, and replant. We must affirm every day in every possible way. I am aligned with my higher self, whole, perfect, and free from all that resist the highest purpose and calling for me. This body, this life, this experience is aligned with the calling and purpose of my higher self. I am awake, revitalized, and resurrected. This is the purpose. This is what it requires to have every day take you one step closer to the enlightenment you seek. And so I leave you once again with the words of Donald Curtis. Today I dwell in the light. Energy is vibrating around me, making me whole, strong, and pure. I am attuned to the bright, shining light of the Spirit. The energy of the universe is within me. Bright light illuminates all of the darkness in my mind, in my body, and in my soul, and dissolves all of the pain and doubt. Today, I lift you up, and in return, you lift yourself and somehow me. And every day, when we take a moment to connect with that truth, we bring ourselves closer and closer to heaven on earth. Until next time, beloved, namaste. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, I want to personally invite you to come out and find me on social media and at my webpage, psychicjenniferhall.com. If you are inspired by the podcast and want more content, consider clicking that patron button on Podbean, or you can support the show at paypal.me/universallessonsllc, or by visiting our swag shop at spreadshirt.com. You can find the direct link on my Facebook page and my webpage. If you have questions, consider attending one of my quarterly seminars here in Dallas, or book your own educational session from anywhere in the world using the link that you can find on Facebook or on my webpage. I am sending each of you love, light, clarity, and wisdom, and I want you to know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast that's got your back.
Hi, I'm Natasha, and what can I say about Jennifer Hall? I found Jennifer about 3 years ago when I was just at one of the lowest points in my life, and let me tell you, I have grown so much and learned so much from her. She is positive. She is energetic. She helps you look inside yourself and find all the things that you didn't know that were meaningful and important, and she makes you feel special. She's also very healing. She's been a life coach. She's just been so influential in my life. And I listen to the podcast every week, and every week I'm looking forward to it, and I get inspiration, and I get energized, and I want to just spread the message and spread the news. So keep listening, keep tuning in, keep liking, keep loving, keep learning, and I want to wish her the best of luck, and we just love her, and keep up the great work, Jennifer. We love you, and thank you.